And here's some news about job seekers shifting gears. In the past year, truck driving schools have seen a 20% increase in people looking to explore life on the open road. Gloria Hillard reports.
Now, one of the most important things you'll learn your first day in the cab of an 18-wheel, 80,000-pound truck is backing up.
Because whatever way you want that trailer to go, you turn the steering wheel the opposite way. So as he's coming back, he's going to want that trailer at some point back here to come left. He'll be turning his wheel right. See, and there he goes with it. Turn it right, but probably too much. Let's see.
Yeah, he's heading towards us now.
Yes. So you got to be quick around here.
Kirk Hardcastle, an instructor for Western Truck School in San Diego, is a former trucker with more than a million miles on the road and a couple tattoos to show for it.
Trucking's a hard job out there on the road, so it's just very demanding.
And in an economy where jobs are in demand, life on the road is starting to look a little more rosy. Don Williams, admissions director for the school, says before the recession, she saw about 30 people a week. Today, it's closer to 50.
We've had dentists in here. We've had chiropractors in here. We've had a lot of real estate people in here.
58-year-old Bob Widorf, a former fireman, and his wife, Vicki, are getting ready to start classes. Their retirement savings took a hit. Now they're looking to be hired as a husband and wife driving team.
Some of the happiest times during our 31 years of marriage has been working together.
We both enjoy driving and being on the road, and this is a way that we're going to be able to go to different states that we would not be able to afford to go.
Now, after you've been with the company between 7 and 12 months, if you look down...
In a classroom with trucking posters on the wall and a stack of glossy company pamphlets on the table, job recruiter Bill Renike is giving his best sales pitch to the students. He hopes when they graduate, they'll consider coming to work for his company, Covenant Transport.
Once they get their Class A license or their CDL, if they aren't working, there's only one person to blame, and that's them, because there is work out there.
That was confirmed by the American Trucking Association. Although the industry has seen a slowdown in the recession, national companies like Covenant are still hiring long-haul drivers. But Western's Don Williams admits the big trucks aren't for everyone.
By the time you go through the driving course, you pretty much have a feel whether or not this is going to be something you like. When you go through the actual training with the different companies, that's when you're going to know whether you have what it takes to make a truck driver.
It can be days and weeks away from home, bad weather, truck stop laundry, and showers. Bob and Vicki Woodorf say they've done their research and have heard both the good and the bad.
He sleeps 5 hours, and I'll be driving. I'll sleep 5 hours. He'll drive. And the nice thing is that we can set the truck up however we want. We can put a computer in there. You can put your refrigerator in there, your microwave. We're ready to go. If they told me tomorrow I had to go on the road, I'm ready.
Well, not quite. First, she'll have to master 8 gears, the air brake test, the right-hand turn, the alley dock, the parallel park, and threading a more than 60-foot tractor trailer between a row of orange cones.
Left, that's right. If you go left, it's drifting towards them cones. That's right. Stop.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.